This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Storm Giants and the Verbeeg.
There's a monster in my podcast.
How does the fuck does a storm giant eat with that? Like, he doesn't have lips.
No, he doesn't. Like, just his scalp extends down to his subnasal area, like straight down. I think to his shoulder.
Yeah. It's very weird. Like, it looks like a Halloween costume beard.
It really, really does. It looks like those beards that those beards that Autumn and Jala wore to our show.
Yeah. Just, and the what does he do? This finger motion he's doing.
Yeah, I just so if you didn't mention that, I was going to like is he saying like two? Like, is he calling for scissors? I'm starving. Please bring me scissors to cut my beard.
Please allow me to eat soup. Like, it's very weird. Or he's just like saying goodbye to somebody he doesn't like that much. And it's, all right.
No, he's throwing up deuces. Like, peace.
Oh, but it's like a sideways piece. It looks like he's waving somebody through like he's a parking lot attendant.
It's a very passive aggressive piece.
Yeah. And part of it's his hand on his hip thing. Look how the way this illustration, how deep it makes his torso look.
Oh, really? It does. Yeah. He's got a corset body too.
Yeah, it's very strange. Like, yeah, the artist, like, oh man, look, what way is his right knee bent? Like, this is a weird illustration that just gets weirder the more you look at it.
Well, no, Gary, think about this. Look at his belt buckle. I can't check how many pixels tall it is.
Please, for everybody listening to this, please check out that. First of all, forgive us for doing entirely visually based jokes. Yeah, in this part.
Sorry, but I mean, I hope
this is the 70th fucking giant we've talked about today. So give us a break, please.
No, his belt buckle is exactly as big as his head, at least the visible portion
of
his
visible area of his face. Yeah. It's very strange. This is a very strange illustration for a very boring entry,
For sure, and especially because he's been built up, because most of the giants that we've encountered up to this point have measured themselves against the storm giants, which are basically just big humans.
They're just the biggest of the big humans.
Right. They're
like, that's their whole thing.
26 foot tall, you know, 1500 pounds, a good 7.5 tons. Like, that's respectable. That's good.
Mm-hmm. They're also like little miniature Zeuses.
Yes. They can throw lightning.
They look like
Zeus
and they throw lightning bolts.
Right.
Instead of fucking rocks.
They're chaotic good. So like, I can respect that. Individualistic. Think of others. Mm-hmm. Value life. Like, oh, I'm down. But
yeah. It looks like they don't throw rocks too. Which I appreciate.
Yes, because I don't need another two paragraphs about rock throwing.
Who thought that was that cool? Like, man, can you imagine you just run to a giant and like throws a rock at you? Like, what would you even do? You know, like, somebody would just like print it. You know, like, that's, we got it covered for the next 15 pages of this book.
See, control C, control V. We got it.
Very, very weird.
Yeah. No, I don't know, like, it's just a dude, isn't it?
Pretty much it's just a Zeus.
Yeah.
Like, it's a gigantic Zeus.
It's your run of the mill gigantic Zeus. They live off the land in the immediate vicinity of their lairs. Like, I don't know, the mire I go to is about like a five minute drive. Is that immediate to me?
Yeah.
Am I a storm giant?
You live with the mire, not off the mire.
Hey, Gygax, am I a mire giant? Come on.
For every stick of butter you buy, you plant another in its stead.
Oh, God. I will plant a butterfield. Yeah.
Oh, hey. More interesting are the Verbeeg.
Yes.
Who are just like cranky Danny DeVito characters, but big. Like, what, Danny DeVito, instead of being 1 foot tall, he was 8 feet tall. And like, he was a real, real cranky boy.
Yeah. This is the only giant or giant kin who is insecure enough to require a shield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's definitely clinging to his shield and spear like a cowardly Dark Souls player. The thighs on these people, Gary. The thighs.
I think the thighs are part of why they're that muscular, is in case they walk over you, you don't get like your kid who is out hanging out with you doesn't get exposed to a sex ed class before you're ready.
Yeah. So he doesn't have a life of inadequacy.
Yeah, that. Just or like, you know, because there's lady versions of a lot of these giants. They only showed one, shit. And that set us off on an erotic tangent. The likes of which we'll never
Mommy,
see again.
Why am I not cavernous?
Like someday, I wonder how many kids she's had. You know, so these things, it's pretty boring for the whole thing.
They're the human behemoths. Like they're just big dudes.
Until the end, which is super weird. So they love flesh of all sorts, which is stupid. Like, peach flesh, you know, like that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But then there's this whole thing about how they can kind of convince ogres and other kind of giants to fight for them. But they follow directions really shitty, which infuriates the Verbeeg, which it says, seeing a group can be hilarious if you're not their target. They hop back and forth from foot to foot, screaming insults at the befuddled giants that tower over them in height and size, as even the simplest instructions are misinterpreted by these denser humanoids.
Gary, the Verbeeg are Mo.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly it. Like they are, you know, just trying to get these other giants to do their bidding. And the other giants are stupid, like stooges.
Yep. Whoop, 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 whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop, whoop, eh?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.